Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 17th of February, recording at 9:26 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In the Asian stock markets, we had mostly a firm tone, modest gains overall, and in the European stock markets, well, they'd been down for much of the day, but the majority closed with modest gains, as did the Americas. Now, in long-dated government bonds, prices have been firmer pretty much across the boards in here today. The U.S. dollar is a little bit easier. Precious metals have been firm today. Gold's up to $13.83.45. It's up $9. Platinum is up 13 to nearly $18.48. Silver's had the biggest move. It's up over a dollar and hit a new high for this move, 31.72 on the current reading. And the grains and beans, where we'd seen a little bit of profit taking, recovered strongly in here today. That actually took corn to a new high for this move. And what else to mention? Cotton, runaway, that the biggest runaway uptrend of all among the U.S. futures prices, our closing limit up. And crude oil, NYMEX, has bounced in here today. And industrial metals, a little bit mixed, but they closed earlier. The U.S. markets and the U.S. commodities had sort of strengthened progressively throughout their trading hours. So whereas LME copper was down a little bit, the U.S. Copper market is up over nearly 3.5 cents. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of Asia, really what we're seeing is a steadier stock market action following what had been for many markets a process of reversion to the mean in terms of their rising 200-day moving averages. And clearly, we're not the only people who have been watching that relationship. And in a overall bull market environment, it's a reasonable conclusion that it'll be a buying opportunity more often than not. That is, when you get an overextended stock market correcting and pulling back towards that rising trend mean. Then you have China, which has just basically been in mostly a sideways range, and that's been a sideways range for the China A shares really an overall downward bias. I've described it and still describe it as looking like an extended phase of base formation development. But until 4 days before the Chinese New Year break, it had been certainly been underperforming and working its way lower within that broad sideways range. But it's rallied for 10 out of the last 11 days now. Again, another small gain in here today, but it's an impressive statistic. We have to go back away to see a similar sort of performance. My feeling is that the Middle East's the unrest that we're seeing in the Middle East, which has already toppled two governments, and people are now saying which domino is next. that has changed perceptions regarding risk somewhat, and that has led to a bit of renewed interest in the strong growth markets of Asia. And Japan, which often has been out of sync with the developing or progressing Asian markets, has been very firm here, as you know, for a number of months, and it's continuing in that or continued in that vein today. Okay. Now, in terms of the Middle East, focus on, name the number of states that aren't seeing some sort of unrest. There aren't that many, and that has, I think, helped to firm precious metals. Interestingly, it has not firmed the U.S. dollar that much, although it did rally at the beginning of the month a bit. It may have lent some support to the government bond markets, but it I think it was clearly a factor here in the firmness that we saw in precious metals today, and it I imagine led to some short covering in the NYMEX crude market. And if this appears to be, remember, I use crisis, the term crisis in inverted commas, and a point I've often made that if it's going to be an influence on the market, it has to be seen to be a deteriorating situation. So if we have more uncertainty or more unrest in the Middle East, I think we will see that definitely have a influence on precious metals and quite possibly the crude price as well going forward. Now, Wall Street, interestingly, closing up here again today, is beginning to, well, it's not beginning to, it has been becoming more overextended relative to its MA. And that will lead to some mean reversion, certainly over the medium term. But we we may well see this push a little higher here in the short term. Well, I have to wait. It's very difficult to gauge when a market is going to become so overextended that. Or when a market is sufficiently overextended to commence a mean reversion process, and very often it's down to the metaphorical, metaphorical straw that breaks the camel's back, to coin a phrase, in terms of some sort of little news item that causes a change in sentiment. But it will happen. But that's not something to be terrified of, in my view. Because it's a normal process that we see in bull markets, and I think there's little doubt that this is a bull market overall. And the underpinnings of the U.S. market, I think, are really quite good. We still have the very accommodative monetary policy. We have the rather strong balance sheet position, loads of cash for the multinational companies in the USA. I think we have been getting a switch from bonds to equities in the last few months, and something that had been forecast on a number of occasions by Fuller Money. And there's all the action that we have seen is very consistent here with an ongoing cyclical bull market, which is the way we have described it. Now, we also have the firm performance of the banking sector in the U.S., and indeed most banking sectors around the world. And if I just cut away from Wall Street for a moment. For instance, the BankEx index in India, that was the first to give a downside failure, and has been leading this rally that we have seen in India. And the banks across Europe and the U.S. banks, which had underperformed for a very, very long time, putting them on the intensive care unit in terms of overall chart performance. That has changed, and Owen's reviewed a few of them again today, and it's technical action that we're now seeing, which suggests that we're going to have additional gains in that in the financial sector generally. So most of the factors here are quite positive, and I want to say that in the context of this short-term overextended condition that we now see on Wall Street, in that I think we will get a pullback, but it might only be in the region of 5% when it occurs. If Wall Street goes a good deal higher in the short term, before that mean reversion occurs, then perhaps the percentage figure would be a bit bigger. They're usually to scale. I don't think it's an alarming situation overall, but I would caution anyone who is thinking of piling into the U.S. market on a short-term basis at these levels. I would say that might be a bit risky. Whatever additional move we get to the upside, I wouldn't be at all, in the short term, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see it come back to these levels or a little lower when that mean reversion process commences. What else to mention? Let's take the bonds here. I think the U.S. Treasury bonds are short at this level. I'm well represented there, so I'm not sure if I'll actually increase my position at this stage. And the grain and bean complex. Now, I'm not participating in that any longer, but the technical action, particularly for corn, is very bullish overall. And I just understand from a Fuller Money subscriber and friend of the collective here that we have a really precarious situation in the corn market. I mean, as you know, we've had shortages in a number of agricultural commodities, indeed in most agricultural commodities, as a result of the very turbulent weather conditions. But the corn situation, as it's been described to me, is really dire. And looking at that corn chart overall, and the persistence of the upward trend that we're seeing at this stage, I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't go into an acceleration phase at some point fairly soon, because usually when we get this these markets showing an outstanding performance overall, very consistent, very demand dominated, they often do go into an accelerated phase, as we've seen with cotton. What else to mention? Precious metals. This is good action. That pretty well sums it up. A new high by silver, which has been one of the leaders. Palladium has been quieter, but is just a few dollars from hitting another new recovery high. Overall, gold and gold shares have been pushing up steadily following their mean reversion correction. And we're still in a favorable cyclical period here for precious metals. And I think we'll see further gains. And I think the developments in the Middle East will quite possibly contribute to that. But even if that were not the case, precious metals have plenty going for them, as they have all along. And so I, again, I'm happy to remain with long positions there. And I think that's covered most of the bases in here. Interesting times, aren't they? All the best.